on our investigation to date, we can confirm there has been deliberate contamination of products within the hospital. We're investigating how that has happened and then that what that contamination has actually done. At this stage, we can't say whether that contamination has caused people to die. That's for the Home Office pathologist to give us that evidence.
But the person responsible could still be treating patients on the wards at the moment.
I can't rule that out. And, you know, that is one of the things that we consider on a daily basis. And that's why we've put in place with the hospital all of the control measures that we've discussed.
Do you worry that if you don't track down the exact person responsible once, you know, in a few weeks' time and all these police and security measures are taken away, that they could go back and start taking more patients?
Well, that's one of the risks that we have to balance in this. Clearly, the priority is around safety and the focus of the investigation. At some stage, you know, we will get to arrest people and interview them. And at some stage, we will make a decision with the leaders of the hospital as to the security measures that continue to be required. But we're nowhere near that situation at this stage.